Hello from the summit of Mount Washington. At 4 p.m. on May 8th, the summit was in the fog. Visibility was 100 feet, and ground conditions consisted of wet rocks and trail runoff. The temperature was 40 degrees, with winds from the south at 14 miles per hour. The barometric pressure was 23.86 inches of mercury and steady. Now for the higher summit's forecast discussion. A cold front has begun to cross the region Thursday before stalling and lifting northwest overnight. As the front sags southeast of the region today, scattered drizzle and rain showers have begun Thursday afternoon and are expected to continue overnight. A surface low then forms and tracks northeast along the boundary Friday, spreading widespread rain across the summits and intensifying in the afternoon. Widespread rain will continue overnight Friday, potentially falling heavily at times after midnight, and into Saturday before tapering to rain showers late Saturday afternoon. Cooler air will follow the front, which has already begun to drop temperatures. Model consensus seems to confirm that the freezing line will remain confined to above 6,000 feet, resulting in little to no sleet accumulations at the higher summits. The front stalls just south of the forecast region briefly this evening, and then lifts northward after midnight, which may drop overnight low temperatures at the highest summits to right at freezing before midnight, but at this point, dipping below that threshold for long enough to result in significant sleet accumulation seems unlikely. After briefly stalling, the boundary will then lift northward as a warm front, allowing Friday's precipitation to fall as rain. Looking past the forecast period, another cold front looks to drop temperatures below freezing Saturday night with a bit more muddle confidence and agreement. While winds will remain relatively calm by summit standards Thursday night, they will pick back up with the formation of the low, peaking midnight Friday, preceding a lull for Saturday as the low passes overhead. Flow on the backside of this low will shift from south to northwest and start ramping back up later on Saturday. With shifting winds, there is the potential for gusts higher than forecast to arrive before sunset Saturday. Cool conditions and winds will continue to make it feel close to or colder than freezing on exposed skin, keeping hypothermia risks elevated, particularly overnight Thursday and as temperatures begin to fall again by the end of the forecast period. Lastly, with potentially heavy rainfall Friday, prolonged rainfall on saturated surfaces and already high streams and rivers could result in widespread trail runoff and possible flooding in neighboring ravines and notches by Friday afternoon, with the risk continuing with rainfall into at least Saturday morning. While flood watches are currently confined to west of the state, continue to monitor any local updates as saturated soil and a recent wet pattern could bring about minor flooding of low-lying and poor drainage areas Friday into Saturday. Now for the higher summits forecast. Thursday night, in the clouds with scattered rain showers, slight chance of sleet showers, little to no sleet accumulations, lows in the lower 30s, winds southwest shifting south at 10 to 25 miles per hour, increasing to 25 to 40 miles per hour with gusts up to 50 miles per hour, wind chill 15 to 25 above. Friday, in the clouds with rain potentially falling heavily at times in the afternoon. Highs in the upper 30s, winds south at 30 to 45 miles per hour, with gusts up to 50 miles per hour, increasing to 45 to 60 miles per hour, with gusts up to 70 miles per hour, wind chill rising to 20 to 30 above. Friday night, in the clouds with rain, potentially falling heavily at times after midnight, lows in the mid-30s, winds south at 45 to 60 miles per hour, with gusts up to 70 miles per hour, decreasing to 30 to 45 miles per hour. Wind chill falling to 15 to 25 above. Saturday, in the clouds with rain likely tapering to rain showers in the late afternoon. Highs in the upper 30s falling to the lower 30s. Winds south shifting northwest at 30 to 45 miles per hour early, 10 to 25 miles per hour midday, and 45 to 60 miles per hour with gusts up to 70 miles per hour later. Wind chill rising to 20 to 30 above, then falling to 10 to 20 above. That concludes your 48-hour higher summits weather outlook. This is Amy Cotter reporting from the Mount Washington Observatory.